Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. Coming up at 7:45 here, Beat the Richie. Now, Beat the Richie today, a different spin on Beat the Hammer. John will obviously be competing. You'll be competing against him. We'll throw out the contest line at 7:40. Call in there. We'll get a contestant for Beat the Richie. These will be music-centric questions today, John. How are you feeling? Are you a little nervous about this?
I have no idea how I should feel. I don't pride myself as a music aficionado in any way, or like an expert in the history of music. I watched a lot of MTV in the 80s. That is what I've got going for me.
Well, you're an accomplished guitar player, are you not?
Well, yeah, I mean, I play music.
Right.
I don't know.
But I feel like you make music references pretty often, right? Like, I don't know. I feel like you're not giving yourself enough credit for your musical knowledge. But I guess we'll find out at 7:45.
I think maybe you have a misimpression of what my knowledge really is.
Really?
I don't have musical knowledge as far as, like, the bands and the songs. I have musical knowledge as far as how to play things. Like, I can hear things and then replicate that with musical instruments.
That, which is pretty impressive, by the way.
Well, it won't help me today in answering questions about bands and songs.
I think you need to have more faith in yourself.
Yeah, maybe I don't.
I think you're going to do well.
Thank you. I'm glad that you feel that way. I guess we'll see. I mean, I'm intrigued. It sounds like it'll be fun. You know, it's fun to have a little contest.
I'm excited that I get to run the
Rhea
the
gets
clock.
To run the time.
I get to go time.
I'll ask the questions. And I really wanted to do this, John. I appreciate you doing it. But
okay,
I think you're going to do a tremendous job.
Damn hammer!
You really wanted to do this. You're excited, huh?
I am excited. And are you going to come with the bravado that Joe does if you get a victory? Are you going to do that whole
That
spiel?
Is just not – no, I'm not. I cannot do that. I would never do that.
It's uncomfortable to listen to sometimes.
I can't imagine ever
– Yeah!
I've never acted that way in my life. I could not pretend to be that over the top cocky.
Caesar on his ass.
I'm in the studio getting ready for the midday show, filling in for Julio last week, and I'm sitting in the studio right next to James, and Joe is just going absolutely insane. I was shaking my head. I just can't believe the way that he gets so excited over these nicknames.
I don't know how it doesn't destroy his vocal cords.
Yeah. It
sounds painful.
Is it as bizarre in person to witness
God,
as
yes,
it sounds?
Yes. The best is when there's just an unsuspecting person walking by, and they just stop and turn around like, what is wrong?
Yeah. And I think I said this last time I was with you guys. It's a little off-putting.
No, what's so off-putting and troubling is how much it matters to him.
Oh, it does matter.
How much it
to him.
Matters to Joe.
Right.
And it's unhealthy.
Yes.
And when people really get a feel for how much it does indeed matter and how nervous he gets, how sick he gets with the whole, like, will he or won't he be able to pull it out? He's a weird guy.
Well, the hammer is a tool. That is true.
This is some extra incentive for you, John, because if you win this today, you can say you're undefeated and beat the Richie. Joe can't say that and beat the hammer. He's been defeated before. That'll bother him. And I know you live to bother Joe DeCamera.
That is a very good point. Yeah. And the one time that we faced off, Joe and I, it was, a long time ago. And
absolutely, I was an early
pick. Do it again. He's never agreed to do that again. It was questions about TV theme songs,
okay.
I think. Something along those lines.
All right.
It was
Did
close.
You beat him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes.
And so we've never done it again.
Well, you have that on him too. So everybody out there, if you're a big music fan, you think you have some good music knowledge, be ready to call the contest line at 7:40, and you can get in for Beat the Richie today. 215-592.
Is that what it's called?
9494. Yes. Yeah. Not the most creative name. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
We just replaced
it. I mean, there really isn't a better name.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That explains it. Appropriately.
Yeah, I mean, I think that explains it pretty well.
Yeah, it's just not very exciting.
Rocking with Richie, we could do that.
Wow, it sounds
that's kind of
contrived.
Lame. It does.
It's forced.
It does. You know.
Yeah, I guess beat
like
the
a
Richie.
Bunny.
Yes, bunny. Thank you, again. Rhea. My God.
Thank you for bringing that up again. So
it's
do
meek.
You feel more rabbit-like? Like, has this settled into your psyche in any way?
It is kind of getting in my head a little bit. Now I'm asking myself, am I meek? I'm asking these questions.
You hopping around down there?
Yeah.
Hey.
You're getting in my head here.
Joe, do you know what you are?
I am a snake.
Snake.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, man. That seems cool. You know,
did you get through a hiss, Joe?
Yeah, that's tough.
You can
strike
without you guys knowing. I come from behind.
You can wrap them up, or you can strike
that
them
on tape,
and bite
Joe.
Them.
Yeah, clip that. All right, so Joe's a snake.
Yes,
fitting.
Pretty cool.
Fitting for Joe.
Very,
yes.
Very tough.
Perfect. That is.
You're lucky.
That is a more dangerous.
Nice job,
animal.
Joe.
Thank you.
Nice work.
I can definitely take a rabbit.
Congratulations. Oh, absolutely.
Hell
you
yeah.
would dominate that rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, by the way, though, don't come looking for a battle with me.
No, unless you're asleep and I come in there and just strangle you.
He could do that.
That's morbid.
I guess you're right.
Okay.
All right. But I feel good about that. I feel good that I have to be asleep for you to
Yes, exactly.
There you go. Back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Who do you think is the most important Philly second half of the season into the playoffs? And our Twitter poll question today, are you worried about disrupting this team chemistry at the deadline if you're the Phillies? Dave Dombrowski, is that something you should be concerned about? Let's go back to the phones. Go to Rico in West Philly. What's up, Rico?
Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Hey, Rico. How are you? You sound like you're underwater.
Wait a minute. Let me see here.
He's from the year of the fish.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
That's better, Rico.
That is better.
Good morning. I just wanted to quickly touch on the Phillies and say how proud I am and how great they're doing. And, you know, the Phillies doing well also brings the city together. I love to see all the red hats, the red jerseys. Everybody's rocking the Phillies gear.
Well, not just the red. What about the City Connect, bud?
Stop.
I got the City Connect hat with me today, in fact.
John's got the City Connect hat.
The first time ever I've
got a shirt on,
a fitted hat that fits my head.
The hat is cool.
TK's got the awesome Philly.
Not a nice shirt,
Connect.
Right?
It's the black.
Oh, it's a nice shirt, but
across.
I don't like the Phillies wearing it because there's no red.
I agree.
I think it looks amazing. I don't care that there's no red. I love City Connect, and I've been waiting, trying to find a marsh It's number 16, City Connect jersey. They're hard to find.
Yeah, I have a Bryce Harper City Connect that I purchased at the beginning of the season. That's
really I love cool. the gradient. I love how it fades. I love the color. The blue collar thing, that does strike home. I like that. And I understand it's not red. It doesn't look quite the same, but I'll take the blue collar.
I just had two quick points about the Phillies. The Phillies, I don't know if you guys know this, since April 15th, the first time the franchise has won 20 or 34 games since 1895.
Holy
and they haven't had a 29-6 stretch since 1892. And the second point, the Phillies are 103-59 in their last 162 games. That's the best record in baseball, in MLB baseball.
Wow.
So they're on a tear. They're hot. Hopefully they take it into the playoffs. Everyone stays healthy, and we can take this thing all the way.
No, they've been incredible, Rico. What's your side topic answer today?
I don't know if anyone said this already, but it's the best camaraderie group I've seen. Adam Sandler's team, you know, and then every once in a while, he has this guy who goes in there.
Oh, yeah, but you got to, what's the movie?
Yeah, what movie specifically?
Oh, Happy Gilmore, all of Adam Sandler movies. He has the same cast and same
band.
That's
true, yeah. That group.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Rico. But Happy Gilmore might be the one movie
where it's
that
really
all those
just
guys
him.
Aren't in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, there's other Adam Sandler movies you could go for.
Yeah. A lot of other better choices. Come on, Rico. We need a better answer than that.
Look at you chastising Rico.
215-592.
That's very unrabbit like.
Yeah, you. Well, I'm trying to trend.
Rabbits are nice.
Transition out of being a rabbit. I'm trying to become a tiger. I don't care what the calendar says.
Bunny esque.
Well, I don't need to accept being a bunny.
Well,
I can be whatever animal
a bunny,
I want.
Man. There's no way you can change the year you were born. The Chinese zodiac is very wise.
If I don't want to adhere to their structure, I don't need to.
It doesn't
do that.
Matter if you want to or not. It's locked in. You are Chinese zodiac rabbit.
So there is nothing I can do. I am just doomed to be
in
a
my
bunny
mind,
for the remainder
Tom
of my life.
Tom Kelly equals rabbit.
Rabbit sounds better than bunny, though.
Sorry.
I'll take rabbit
Tom
over bunny.
Tom Kelly equals bunny.
Oh.
Aw, that kind of bunny.
Very.
Aw, cute little soft bunny.
Very disappointing. Beat the Richie coming up in a few minutes. Also, time's yours. 215-238-4500 at the end of the show. We'll do time's yours. Want your time's yours calls as well. Maybe we'll get some times yours calls referring to the zodiac calendar.
I am. I'm also soft. Like you could pet a tiger,
but you're gonna get your hand bit off if you buy.
It's pretty awesome that you can pet a tiger because the tiger is letting you if you're actually doing it.
What is your obsession with this calendar?
I just can't believe how cool it is. I'm a tiger, man.
I mean, you take a lot of pride in that.
I do. Yeah. Wouldn't you? Well, just think if the tables were turned.
No, because
TK.
You're
a freaking bunny.
I know.
No wonder you don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's just be honest. Like, you have a very weak representation. Like, what you are, your personification is a very weak. It's like a rodent, like an animal that's a pest. That no one really likes. It gets struck by cars.
He lost to a tortoise.
Man, you're making me feel bad about myself,
John.
Really
not that fast.
Jeez, you're making me feel bad about myself.
They're dumb. They're very dumb animals.
Is there anything flattering? But they're cute and cuddly.
Great.
They are cute and cuddly.
Is that what you want to be?
Yeah, I
you
want to
be cute and cuddly.
Yeah.
He's got a nice fluffy tail.
Yeah,
honest
exactly.
to God.
Yeah, I'll take cute and cuddly.
Tom, if that's what you want.
And big
you
ears.
Can have it, man.
Okay. Well,
you can have
Well, apparently
that.
I don't have any choice. So I got to look at the bright side of things here. Let's go to Gary in Whitehall. What's up, Gary?
Morning.
What's up, Gary?
Rascally Rabbit.
What animal are you, Gary?
Unfortunately, I had a little bit of time there. I'm a goat.
You're a what?
I'm a goat.
Oh, you're a goat. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, you're a goat. That's the goat.
That's not cool being a goat.
A goat is cool. I mean, like, the goat. He could say he's the goat.
Right. Well, true.
I'm the animal that you don't have to worry about cutting trash.
Well, you know, goats aren't that awesome if we're being honest. But it's way better than a rabbit. So
I'd rather be a rabbit than a goat.
Oh, come really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather be
you're on an island of one.
Nobody wants to cuddle up to a goat. They smell bad.
You want to? Do you honestly want to cuddle up to a rabbit?
Yes. They're
seriously?
Cute and cuddly animals.
Come on, man. Be honest.
Yes, I would like to cuddle up to a rabbit.
I think goats actually are cute. Little baby goats. Have you ever been around a baby goat?
I have not.
They're really cute.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. You'd like one. Sorry.
What do you got on the Phils, Gary?
I agree with all three of yours. Going forward with the Phillies, but mine is actually not even on the roster yet. Whatever trade Dave Dombrowski can pull off, and I would like a platoon left fielder to go with Marsh, a right-handed bat, somebody who can bat down in the 6-7 hole, and just be a contact hitter. Somebody can hit 300 and keep the line moving.
Yeah, do you think that's a bigger need than bullpen at this point? Because I've gotten to the point where I'd rather have a reliever than a bat.
I think the bullpen's fine. I honestly do. I think it was Rhea that said about JT. Him coming back, he's the general on the field. And the comfort with these pitching, with the pitching staff that he gives, I think that makes a whole difference.
Yeah, I mean, getting JT back is going to be big, I think, especially for those relievers. And you'd hope that's the case, Gary. Like, I think the best-case scenario is that what's going on with Alvarado, I mean, maybe what's going on with Dominguez, even though this has been kind of, you know, going on for over a year now. But you'd hope that getting JT back will solve a lot of those problems.
Right, especially with Ranger, too.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you got for our side topic today, Gary?
Departed.
Departed. There you go. I appreciate the call, Gary. Is that that's?
I don't know.
Kind of terrible camaraderie.
Isn't
in that
it like
movie,
two
right?
like main people?
It well, doesn't it's feel Leah. Like they interacted in such a way yeah. that it was like
it was everybody stabbing each other in the backs and it, a mob movie. So yeah. I don't think that was a great answer either. I don't think we've gotten very good answers for the side topic so far today. Movies that featured great chemistry, The Departed's not one of those.
No.
Yeah. I don't think that's
No, I think maybe what they're missing is we're looking for like great camaraderie.
Pulse. Right.
Like they all worked together and it was cool.
Yeah, not they're all trying to, you know, kill each other like The Departed. It's a little different. But it's
like the movie Entourage.
Is Entourage a movie?
That it was a series and then they made it.
They did make a movie when they made a movie once.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot they made a movie off that show.
Yeah.
I remember
I've never seen a second of that show.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good when it was out.
Nothing.
Yeah, it was good. I thought the later seasons weren't as good of Entourage, but overall, a pretty good show.
I loved it. Yeah. It was fun.
It was one of the better ones. But at 7:45, John, that means it is time to do Beat the Richie.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, so today, in place of Beat the Hammer, it's Beat the Richie. We have five music questions. Now, John, I know you're typically not the guy to do this. You're going to have to exit right now and go to the soundproof booth.
Okay.
And wait, and we're going to ask the caller, Steve.
Can I go?
The contestant today.
Yeah, so I'll go do that now?
Yes, you'll go do that now. Steve
All right,
is on
I'll the be talk. Sprightly about it.
Yeah, and you will come back, and we will see how you fare against Steve. Steve is our contestant today for Beat the Richie. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good. Steve, how's your music knowledge on a scale of 1 to 10?
I believe I'm very similar to John. I grew up in the 80s watching MTV, and post, say, 2005, maybe not so good.
Okay, do you have confidence you're going to beat John today?
I hope so. I'm pretty confident.
Okay, well, we're ready.
All right, Rhea, so now I start the timer as soon as the first question is asked?
As soon as the first question ends.
Okay, got it.
Start
you got
the timer.
It. Okay.
All right, Steve, question number
55
one.
55 seconds, correct?
55
got
seconds.
Got it, okay.
Steve, today is the birthday of what legendary guitar player from the band Queen?
Brian May.
On this date 10 years ago, what artist's album Multiply, which was just the letter X, reached number one on Billboard, and what and would be the most streamed album of 2014?
Skip.
This week in 2018, the governor honored what icon by naming the day after him in the state of New York following his 100th performance at Madison Square Garden?
Billy Joel.
40 years ago today, the number one song was When Doves Cry. Who played every single instrument heard in this recording?
That's Prince.
Yusuf Islam celebrates a birthday this weekend. What stage name is he perhaps better known as?
Ooh, Cat Stevens.
All right, second one again. On this day 10 years ago, what artist's album Multiply reached number one on Billboard and would be the most streamed album of 2014?
Time.
Post 2005 got me.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. I mean, 4 out of 5 for
Steve.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
So well done, Steve.
So we're going to wave John back.
Yep.
We will wave John back in. We'll put Steve back on hold.
He's running back. Unlike Joe DeCamera, who saunters, John Ritchie is running.
John is running back. He's excited for the opportunity to compete.
Woo!
John, how do you think Steve did?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I tried to hustle back.
Okay.
That's all I know. I really tried to hustle.
Well, you did a great job.
Hey, was that Jimmy?
You got back sprightly, as you said.
Did I hear some Jimmy Hendrix?
Yes, yeah, so I'm playing Jimmy for your walk-up music.
What song? I didn't hear what song it was.
Watchtower.
Very nice.
Would that be your walk-up song if you were a pro baseball player?
I don't think so. No, if I were going with the Jimmy song, it would be Voodoo Child, Slight Return.
Okay.
I think that'd be an outstanding walk-up.
Yeah?
Don't you? Like?
Yeah, sure. Why not? And you say you don't know music.
You know what I'm talking about? Like that intro, and then it sounds so cool.
Yeah.
If we could hear that coming back from one of the breaks, that'd be even
that's
cooler.
A good suggestion. Maybe I'll talk to somebody.
Yeah, Joe will see what he can do. Are you ready, John, for your questions?
I'm not ready.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. You don't have a choice. Okay. All right. Here we go. We're getting started. Today is the birthday of what legendary guitar player from the band Queen?
Brian May.
On this date 10 years ago, what artist's album Multiply reached number one on Billboard and would be the most streamed album of 2014?
No clue.
This week in 2018, the governor honored what icon by naming the day after him in the state of New York following his 100th performance at Madison Square Garden?
I don't know. Pass.
40 years ago today, the number one song was When Doves Cry. Who played every single instrument in this recording?
Prince.
Yusuf Islam celebrates a birthday this weekend. What stage name is he perhaps better known as?
Cat Stevens.
Number two again. On this date 10 years ago, which artist's album Multiply reached number one on the Billboard and would be most streamed of 2014?
Jay-Z.
This week in 2018, the governor named the day after this icon in New York following his 100th performance at Madison Square Garden.
Billy Joel.
Time.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Right as it hit 55.
Right as it hit. So we have a 4 out of 5 tie between Steve and John. How about that, John?
What's the tiebreaker?
Than you thought. I don't know what the tiebreaker is.
Oh, great.
I didn't have a tiebreaker question ready.
Seriously? You have to have a tiebreaker question.
Blame Mike Angelini. He came up with these questions.
Oh, my God. All right, hold on.
We're going to have to come up with something real quick.
So hold on. I think I have. Okay. I have one.
Okay.
So, and I think, is the caller back on, Steve?
Steve is there. Is it just,
all right, whoever answers it first.
Okay, Steve, you ready?
Okay. I have a music-related question.
Okay.
And it's not about Taylor Swift, John. Okay. Which iconic singer-songwriter was born Robert Allen Zimmerman in 1941?
Bob Dylan.
Oh, you got it.
Steve.
Wow, that was fast.
That was quick on the draw there. Steve, getting 5 out of 6.
Did you know it, John?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I think you both did well.
Very similar.
Well, there you go, Steve. Congratulations. You are the winner of Beat the Richie today.
Awesome.
Well, congratulations, man. Appreciate you checking in.
That was fun.
And you did a great job.
Great job.
Woo!
And you did an awesome job, John. Uh-huh. You said you didn't think you'd do well. You got 4 out of 5.
That is surprising.
What was the Multiply one? They both got that wrong.
Ed Sheeran was the answer of that.
Oh, wow.
So.
Too current for John.
Too current?
Yeah.
Much.
You're not an
current
Ed Sheeran guy?
I have no idea. Yeah. I know that he's very talented. I know that I know nothing. I know that I've seen him do a thing where he writes these songs from nowhere. Like, he just takes, like, whatever people want him to take and creates a song from scratch. It's so, so gifted.
The coolest thing I read about him was when he was first coming up and he, you know, wasn't famous or anything like that. He wound up couch surfing on, why am I blanking, Jamie Foxx's couch.
Oh, really?
Jamie had heard and knew he was really talented. And, yeah, that's what I'd read somewhere, oh, which
that's
is pretty
cool.
Wild.
Yeah, and that was the one answer that neither of you got. But I thought both of you had a really strong showing, John. See,
the Cat Stevens one was, I wouldn't have got that.
How about John getting Billy Joel right under the gun
yes.
at the very end there? Nice job.
Lucky.
I mean, you did lose.
I did.
You can take a little bit of pride in the fact
that you did
well.
Know that was Bob Dylan. I just wasn't
Yeah,
I don't know. It was fast.
Steve was extremely quick on that.
He hit that really fast.
He hit that quick.
I mean, it was forming. I was about to. I don't talk very fast. I think maybe that's part of the problem.
Well, unless you're talking about the meekness of bunnies.
It was in my mind. It was Bob Dylan. Like, it was.
I thought you knew it because you kind of shook your head.
It was written in front of my eyes. I'm about to say it, and it was already said, so. It has nothing to do with rabbits. The rabbits did not distract me, but I'm glad now, like in retrospect, that I don't have to live with knowing that I am a rabbit.
Yeah.
Like you're a rabbit personified, TK. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel awful.
Rabbit.
I mean, I'm trying to make the best of it here.
Look,
but I'm rattled.
I'm trying
mean, this
to
is
make
an awful
myself feel
revelation.
Better for losing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of lashing out. At you.
Like a tiger would do, though.
Yes,
you're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
Like a tiger would.
You're right.
Yes.
I'm a wounded tiger lashing out at you. The problem is your animal is so weak that even my wounded tiger, I lash out and I accidentally killed your little rabbit.
You know, it's one of those things that...
It went, meh, and it's just dead.
I just prefer not to
with
know.
With my paw, like just one little claw
and
killed
I,
your baby little rabbit.
I hope you're happy, John, because now I got to live the rest of my life.
That's true.
Knowing that I am a meek little rabbit.
Yep.
And I would prefer just not to have known.
And this is pretty cosmic. I mean, this is Chinese zodiac. They must have put a lot of thought into that and effort. It seems very old and detailed and cultured.
It does. And
so
I'm very upset by this revelation.
Right. Well,
nothing I can do about it. Nothing
you
can do to change it now.
You and Breitmeyer are both rabbits.
I got to be lumped in with him.
Meek and weak.
Oh, very disappointing. Very disappointing. 215-592-94. See, I'm getting choked up.
I'm sorry.
I'm so upset about this.
215-592-94. I just lost.
Yeah.
I lost both times this week that I competed at things.
You've never won Beat the Richie now. You have a 0.0 winning percentage.
Totally sucks.
Yeah. You're going to have to live with that now. I'm sure that'll haunt you all weekend.
I'm sure it will,
yeah,
too.
But
I don't like losing.
You're not going to go back and listen to it like Joe does?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no. He goes back and listens to it.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't he, John?
Yes. Yeah. Tortures himself. Like
disturbing.
That.
Absolutely.
Disturbing.
But he's not torturing himself. He's basking in the glow.
No, he's looking for mistakes that other people made. That
he loves to go after Jimmy, James,
try,
for mistakes.
Yeah, okay. To point out loopholes that he could win. Potentially. Yeah.
Okay.
So it really is very selfishly motivated, just trying to get something out of it for himself.
That doesn't sound like Joe.
No.
That doesn't sound like Joe at all. 215-592-9494. Reset some of the things we're talking about today. Who is the most important Philly in the second half of the season and the postseason? I think it's Trey Turner. I think being the guy hitting between Schwarber and Harper, he was the guy who didn't come up big last year in the NLCS. He's been great so far this year. But, hey, man, they really need Trey Turner to keep it up in the second half of the season. John,
do you think he will? It's almost like impossible for him to conceivably maintain. We're sitting at 350. He's batting, or whatever it is, somewhere close to that. It's just, it's almost like an impossible goal to achieve, isn't it?
It is, and I don't mean he needs to keep up those same numbers. But in the playoffs, this guy needs to produce. Like, you look at the NLCS last year, he doesn't take nearly enough heat for that series. Like, Arizona basically said they're not going to let Schwarber and Harper beat them. Trey Turner's the one guy who's getting pitches to hit guaranteed. And he didn't do anything in that series.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's a critical piece. You say Ranger Suarez.
I am. Look, I thought Ranger was about to set the world aflame. He did set the world aflame. And then for the last month, things sort of fell off. Man, we were rolling. When Ranger was right and it felt like we had this secret weapon suddenly. Now, you know what it was? I was glad to see the rest of the country recognizing how great Ranger can be, but he's wearing down. And we need to see Ranger push through the innings, man, the crunch that he's under right now. Last season, he threw 125 the whole year, and right now he's sitting at 114 at the All-Star break. Is it any wonder that his performance has fallen off a bit the last four outings? I think not. I think the guy's tired, and we're hoping that the break, you know, the rest and everything else that he got over the All-Star will give him a chance to return to the greatness we saw earlier. Ranger was, holy cow, the ultimate pitcher, the ultimate golden glove. He will field everything you hit back at him if you happen to hit him. And he was sitting up there with like a 1.2 ERA, a revelation across Major League Baseball. We need him to get back right.
Yeah, and the innings thing is a concern. I mean, when you look at 125 all of last year, 114 as of now, and, I mean, we all saw it. He looked like a guy at the All-Star break who was tired. Yeah. He looked like he didn't have much left. And you'd hope that this week is enough. But, I mean, I think that's going to be a really interesting thing to come out of the break and see his first start. Because, man, if he has a bad start, his first start after the break, that's going to be a massive.
Well, it won't be this weekend.
Right.
So, Zalecki posted it. It's we knew it was going to be Nola tonight. It'll be Sanchez tomorrow and then Tyler Phillips on Sunday.
Okay.
And, unfortunately, no Paul Skeens. That's what they're saying right now. They put their pitching probables up. He is not listed, which is shocking to me.
It's ridiculous that he's not pitching. He threw, what, 12 pitches in the All-Star game?
Basically a sellout for Friday and Saturday. Yeah, he threw one inning. You know, it's the best team in baseball. It's, you know, your cross-state rival, you know, as you will. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. No, that is weird that he's not pitching. I do, too. And even though it would probably give the Phillies a worse chance to win the game,
sure.
It's one of those things. Like, you could have Sanchez and Skeens on Saturday. That would be incredible. And, Rhea, you went with JT Realmuto.
I did. I just think that Ranger Suarez's numbers since he went out are not very good. 0-2, you know, 3-0 decisions. You mentioned Alvarado. You know, could that have been the problem where he's, you know, tailed off the last couple of games that he's been out? But I just think JT, behind the plate, at the plate, you know, the leadership he brings, I just think he's huge for this team.
Yeah, no, definitely. And they're going to need JT to get back right.
And he seems like a calming presence. Like, you've got a lot of, like, outsized personalities on this team, and he's just like Mr. Steady.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, and I'm sure it is a comforting force for a lot of the pitchers on this staff. You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Our Twitter poll question of the day, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering incredible lease offers on the all-new Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Visit ArminChevrolet.com for details. Together, let's drive. At WIP Morning Show on Twitter is where you can find it. Should the Phillies be concerned with disrupting team chemistry at the deadline? Right now, 60% of the audience say no. They're not worried about that.
Wow. Good. I think that this is a strong clubhouse. I am not surprised at that response. When you got Schwarber and Harper and Turner and everyone else, it does feel like it's an elder statesman group, you know, and they really do know what it takes. They fully understand how to get to the postseason. They've proven that. They've shown us that they are now better at doing the regular season thing,
right?
You know, as we watch, they're honing excellence as we're just witnessing that.
Yeah.
We should just be proud. And here we go. We're going to go to the postseason again, and this is the year we're probably going to win the World Series.
And we played the Scott Fransky clip earlier, and I think it's right where I don't worry about anybody coming into this clubhouse because they are so strong. And I think those guys in the clubhouse can kind of take anybody in and fit them into the culture.
Precisely.
So should you be, should the Phils be concerned about strong. That, though? And I need to show you this picture before we get back to the phones. Lloyd on Twitter tweets,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Just at me. A picture of a tiger with a bunny in its mouth. I'm not appreciating this right now. Very upset.
Oh wow.
That's
you know what? Awesome. That's a big bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like that. It could look so much worse. Like that's a robust jackrabbit. Like what if it were a baby little wussy back? Like I saw a couple like babies in my yard.
Okay.
A couple little tiny little brown little cute fuzzy baby bunnies.
I feel like metaphorically that's what's been going on here all morning. Is you've just had me in your jaws and have just been thrashing me back
yeah,
and forth.
Yeah. There wouldn't be, you know what, if it really were a tiger with the rabbit in his jaws, there wouldn't even be thrashing. It would be like a once and that rabbit is dead. That rabbit is exploded. That rabbit is like disintegrated.
Oh my God.
With one shake of the mighty tiger's head.
My God.
Think of how powerful a tiger. You know what? That tiger, I bet that picture must be that must be fake, because there's no way a tiger would waste his time hunting a tiny little rabbit to eat.
Oh man. This is
it's like a tiny,
you're disrespecting
a tiny little hors d'oeuvre that's not worth the energy required hunting it down.
Unbelievable. I don't even know how to respond to this.
You know, rabbits can be vicious, John.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
You don't know the famous
vicious?
You don't know the famous story of when they attacked Napoleon?
Oh, well, I have heard. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. I'm not worried. Well, not worried at all.
You better watch out, because
my tiger isn't worried.
In isolation, we might be meek or weak, as you would say. But watch out. Me and Dave Breitmeyer, we get together. We attack you together. We might be able to take you down.
So or you could be thing. Lunch and dinner.
That's the thing.
Well,
no,
that too.
You really couldn't.
Lunch and
think
dinner.
About, just take, imagine that picture in your head. A full grown, like a tiger. A tiger.
Yeah.
And instead of one rabbit, there are two.
Yeah,
does it really feel like it makes a difference?
No, probably not.
No, not at all.
Well,
it might even be worse for you because
you're just going to be more angry.
Yeah, it's more of an annoyance
and more vicious.
Yeah, it'll take me a little longer to eat the morsel.
Yeah,
you know, like to satisfy my hunger.
Okay, well,
harder to catch too.
This has gotten dark pretty quickly.
You're right.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. And our side topic today, movies that feature great camaraderie or chemistry. Let's go back to the phones. Kenny in the Dirty 30. What's up, Kenny?
You got to understand, Joe Wechter and I are snakes. So one bite, we poison you, you're dead, or we strangle you out.
You're
so
a snake too, Kenny?
That's pretty awesome. That really is awesome. Snake is an awesome one. Congratulations.
Thank you. And Tom, you got to understand something about John Ritchie. This is actually a fact because I spent some time with him in spring training. John Ritchie is descended from a combination of Vikings and Huns. So he has this viciousness in his body because it's in his ancestors. And that's not untrue.
Well, I heard part of that conversation yesterday. Wasn't that not true, John? You found out you're not really.
No,
right?
I don't know about the Hun part. Yeah, the Viking part, that might be a little bit true. But, yeah, the Scottish part was not as true as I wanted
it to be. And he's so disappointed.
Yeah. And the Hun, I don't know what that is. Is that coming from the Bengali Indian somehow?
Who are not asking me? I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we're a Bengal
tiger. I am a Bengal tiger, though.
Whoa.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Woo.
Stop, Dave. Don't encourage him with this stuff.
That was bright mind.
That's rabbit on rabbit crime there.
Yeah, seriously. Shut up, Dave. What else you got, Kenny?
So I actually think Stott is going to be my key to the season because we already got some big bats. If we can get him going. If he can start
that.
Hitting, yep. then there's no weaknesses in the lineup.
Kenny, he is my key on the offensive side of things, and I absolutely believe he will have a great second half. He has underperformed, shockingly so. Yeah. And you know how much it means to him. You know what a baseball head he is. He's searching for answers, and I know he'll find some. He's going to be better in the second half.
And especially with where Rob Thompson likes to hit him in the order, like he likes him in the middle between all those righties. So he's going to be hitting in an important spot. They need to get him going a little bit.
Well, we'll be in Pittsburgh Saturday night. We got a whole crew going, and maybe we'll do a standing ovation to get him going. I hear that works.
Nice.
That's going to be awesome out there, Kenny. I heard that they're already sold out Friday and Saturday, close to a sellout on Sunday, but you're not going to get to see Skeens, which I think is a disgrace by Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know. But, Rhea, so the hotels around the stadium?
Yeah.
Minimum $700 a night.
Wow.
Every other time, you go, like, right now, if you go and get it for, like, next week and, like, Tuesday,
yeah.
It'll be like $135, but it's $750 for.
Oh, that place is going to be full of Phillies fans. That's going to be, and that's a beautiful ballpark.
We're taking this whole Little League team. We're all going in the group.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's going to be a really cool atmosphere this weekend. You got something for our side topic today, Kenny?
How about Ocean's 11?
Ocean's 11.
Love it. That was one of the ones that I brought up before the show.
Yeah, thank
you. That chemistry and that camaraderie. I mean, the camaraderie is. To work what they have to do, I love it.
I've never seen any of the Ocean's movies.
Really?
Nope.
They're fun. They really are fun.
Now, do you prefer like the older ones or the newer ones?
I like the newer ones, but it's fun to watch, the older ones. I've done that sometimes when I've seen a movie I really like, and it's a remake. Like, is it Flight of the Phoenix? Where the plane goes down in the desert. There was one from back in like the 50s and 60s I went back and saw. It was pretty cool.
Okay. Have you seen those movies, John? The Ocean's movies?
Yes. No. Just the new one. The new one, the first one, and that was it. That's all I could do.
Are you a fan?
No.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I mean, I do kind of like those actors, but I didn't. I felt like that whole ensemble thing didn't work as well for me.
Okay.
I wasn't into it.
Well, let's go to Jim in South Jersey. Jim, I think is going to defend me here. What's up, Jim?
How you doing today?
Jim, what's going on? Are you also A rabbit?
Yes, I am, man. You're killing me, John.
Well,
the rabbit is a killer. You're a
movie. Come on.
That's right.
Now that
rabbits
I think
are
you,
killers.
I think you've taken it too far. How on earth?
Let's go back.
Maybe you can breed really fast and outnumber the tigers, but that's it.
Is that true? Rabbits are strong breeders?
I think they are.
Okay.
John, you're killing me. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. He's a killer rabbit. He kills everybody.
Well,
you need
you're right.
You need a holy hand grenade to kill the rabbit.
That was a terrifying rabbit. You're right.
Yes, that is right.
But you that was a fake rabbit.
Yeah, it's a
that's
comedy.
That's not real.
Yes, it sure? is. Look at him. It was a little rabbit in the show. Did you see him? He came out of the cave. He was a monster. He killed him with a knife.
You say that's not real. You're projecting that you're a certain animal just based on what the calendar says.
Yes,
and it's also
hard fact and realistic. I'm just physiologically a tiger. That's all it is. And you are a rabbit.
Well, as Jim said, rabbits are tough. Well, we got to stick together,
tough,
Jim.
And they're small.
We're killers.
Small.
We go right for the neck.
Come on. You know what? You were Monty Python. You were a killer because it was ironic. It was so opposite of what you would expect. It was funny. It was so ironic. It was meant to be funny that the bunny was a killer. Doesn't that tell you something?
Yes.
Hey, exactly right. You saw all the bones in the cave. We are killers.
You know what? This is how the tiger gets beaten, though. Because you underestimate your opponent. And the more you underestimate us, John.
I do underestimate you.
We're going to have the edge.
You will never beat me. You know what? Now that there's three of you, three rabbits, I'm still not worried.
Still not at all. How many would it take to worry you?
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
I don't think we need hundreds.
Wait, you disagree?
Yeah, I do disagree. I don't think we need hundreds.
You think like five rabbits could kill a tiger?
10. Give me 10.
No, no way.
10 rabbits.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
You're crazy.
If we all jump you, blind you?
10 rabbits.
Yeah.
You, honest to God, think if 10
rabbits.
They
got to get you while you're sleeping.
Thanks, Jim.
10 rabbits are on one side of the cave, and you got a tiger on the other side of the cave. And you think the rabbits come out of that cave.
If the rabbits can strategically, work together to take out the tiger's legs.
They're rabbits.
Or something like that. What do you mean?
How do the 10 rabbits work together to defeat the one tiger?
What, do you think rabbits are too dumb to communicate? I'm sure they can communicate somehow.
I'm positive they can't communicate. I'm positive they can't defeat the tiger.
You know what? I don't know if rabbits actually do communicate or not. So we might be in trouble here.
I think they do make sounds.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they can
If they have
coordinate.
Any intent to them. Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. I'll look it up. We'll figure out a way.
They make sounds when they're dying.
Yeah. Oh, my God, John.
This is just awful.
I've seen rabbits thrown into, like the python. Like, in my in
Don't
my
bring the snakes
bio,
into this.
My bio lab. Speaking of, the snakes.
Yeah, Wechter's, don't bring the snakes into
the
this.
The bio lab, where I used to breed rats when I was in high school, we had Burmese pythons where I would end up feeding some of the extra rats that
okay,
we had.
Okay, people are eating breakfast, John.
In high school, you breeded rats?
Yep, breeding rats.
What kind of school did you go to?
Oh, I went to Cumberland Valley High School. Mechanicsburg, PA.
That's nothing that I did in high school.
It was awesome. We trapped animals in coffee can traps. On the hill behind our school.
Sounds inhumane.
No, it was very humane because it's a coffee can trap. So you're not killing it. You're not hurting it. You're not wounding it.
Wouldn't it be
you're just catching little meadow voles and squirrels and rats.
So you could feed them to the snakes. Yeah. Very humane. Incredibly humane.
And then I bred the rats. So I ended up having 1,000 rats.
I'll tell you what. I thought Joe was weird. You might be weirder than Joe.
Well, I do really like rats, if that makes me
And there weird. Is a year of the rat, right?
Rats, I would be proud to be a year of the rat, much more so than a year of the rabbit. Rats are smart animals.
That's crazy. To say you'd rather be a rat than a rabbit.
Oh, no question. Rats rats are much better than
you call
rabbits
rodents. Rats are like the
rats
ultimate
are,
actually are rodents.
Yeah. Indeed rodents.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are the king of the rodents.
They truly are.
215-592-9494. Yeah, well,
a rat is much smarter than a rabbit.
Well,
much
I'll look that up. I don't know if
it
I
It really is. Oh. Trust me.
Well, I'll agree to disagree.
You would like rats.
All right.
Just give them a chance.
I will not be giving them a chance. But thank you for suggesting to do so. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, most important Philly second half of the season and postseason here. Also, would you be worried about team chemistry when approaching the deadline? Is that something the Phillies should worry about? We'll have Kevin Stocker on live from Pittsburgh at 9 o'clock. Talk Phillies with us. When we get back, we will talk a little bit about the Eagles, though. Saquon Barkley and the effect he's going to have on this offense. That's coming up. Back to your calls as well. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. This is the Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We have a lot of contractors listening to us. I'm sure they are working very hard. Well, take a break. That's right. Even the busiest contractors can use a bathroom break now and then. That's why Colonial Marble and Granite is offering the Great Bathroom Break for their professional customers. That means every vanity you buy comes with a freestone countertop and free sink. Classic, traditional, contemporary, in stock, or ready to ship. Choose a color and style, a surface and sink, stock up on, and drive away with as many as you can use. You will absolutely be blown away by Colonial Marble and Granite's tremendous selection of vanities, and you'll find the perfect vanity for any bathroom. Easy to browse all of them because they're comfortably displayed in a huge showroom. Knowledgeable and professional team at Colonial Marble and Granite, they're ready to help you find what you need and then get you in and out as quickly as possible. Explore your options at their King of Prussia showroom. For details, please visit colonialmarble.net. So get going. Colonial Marble and Granite, the cornerstone of a beautiful home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.